Ash Kip and Lutzy with Susie O'Neill.
It's Ash Kip and Lutzy with Suze. Now, it was a while ago during the election campaign over in the States, Ash, that you noticed that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump had someone monitor their handwriting and were able to sort of assess the type of person they were just from their handwriting.
Yeah, well, decipher it. It's actually an art form. It's called, graphology. And one of Australia's leading graphologists is it Caro?
Caro.
Yes. So we thought that it might be interesting because this was something that was news to us, Caro, the whole, art of graphology. Like, if we were to give you a sample of our writing and see if you can determine our personality traits based purely on our handwriting.
I tell you what, you've got a lot in common, and this is not unusual to find in a profession.
Yes.
That people are attracted to that profession because they have certain characteristics in their handwriting.
So you can see narcissism.
Ego.
Loud mouths. Opinionated.
That's amazing.
Humour.
Total dickness.
Well, something like that.
Let's get into this. Sam spoke to the graphologist so that we wouldn't have any idea on the personalities. But this lady, Caro, can work out our personalities, apparently,
yes,
just by reading handwriting.
Yeah.
And so we've got the first sample here and see if you can work out who Caro's describing.
Writer one, the page overall is well organised, which shows that this person is organised in their thinking. They're independent. The slope of the writing is slightly to the left, which shows a considered thinker who enjoys their time alone. Now, the rounded writing indicates a smiley character who is fairly sensitive. There are some angles, so can be assertive when needs to be, but generally likes things to go very smoothly. Now, we come to the signature, and it's quite different to the body of writing. And that indicates that this person has a different private persona to the public one.
Ooh. Well, I think there's only two options for me.
I think it's Suze or potentially me.
Oh, I was going to say me.
I think Suze is one.
Yeah, well organised.
I was going to say Suze or me.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't realise that she was judging on the whole sheet of paper.
Well, that's everything, I guess.
Yeah, just where you placed it on the page.
She wouldn't tell you that because then you'd change the way you go into it. Yeah. I like that. You're right. I think Kip or Suze. I'm going to say
lock
Susan.
Lock in an answer.
Susan, I'm saying. Who is it? Is Ange involved in this?
Ange is involved as well.
And us four.
Yes.
And Mitch said he'd do it, but he was too lazy.
Yeah.
I think it's me. Can I just ask, we didn't sign our names in our signature,
I don't remember signing.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Oh, no, we didn't say our names. No, we just did our signature.
That's interesting.
I'm going to say Suze.
I'm going with me on it.
I'm saying Susan.
Sam?
Do you want to play the next one or give the answer now?
Oh, I can give the answer now. Who was it?
Well, yeah, but then it ruins it for
the
rest,
I guess.
Yeah,
okay. All right, here we go. Next one.
So now, at the time of the writing, this writer seems to be struggling with issues. The lines drop down, telling us that the writer is sort of a bit sad, maybe dealing with something difficult. However, there's beautiful form. So this person can appear very poised, self-confident, gracious, but what handwriting is the dark soul on white paper, and we can see beyond the obvious. The inverted eye shows that the writer sees themselves as different as how the rest of the world really perceives that person, and there's extreme loyalty in the writing. And once again, the signature, you can see, is very different to the script, indicating that the writer would like to be a lot stronger than they really are.
Ooh, gee.
Mm.
Jeez.
All right. Ooh. I'm saying Ange on that.
I don't know.
I think that could be me as well.
It could be you as well.
That could be me. That could be me.
Actually, that could be
Ange. I said Ange.
All right, you got your votes down?
Yeah, but
should we start revealing that? Because we probably won't remember. It's hard to work. We should have worked this out before.
Let's just run through them. We've got three left.
Okay, here's the next one.
Number three, we've got quite a different script here. This person stands out as unique in the bunch. There is an interest in achieving great things. Number three is driven towards success and accomplishment. Pushes to huge height and keeps an eye on the goal, not allowing obstacles to deter. There is a slight peculiarity in the handwriting, almost a contradiction. sometimes a person can be quite reserved and even a tiny bit shy. Mm. And all that bravado and all that wonderful wanting to do things, there are times of self-doubt. There's a use of a Palmer eye. Now, when people use a Palmer eye, and that's the way that we were taught at school as a school spirit, but what Palmer actually taught us was to have a bit of a problem with our mothers. In contrast to the previous two, the signature here is absolutely congruent with the body. So what you see is what you get. There's no pretense there. It's just straightforward and honest.
Wow. All right.
It's Ash, I reckon.
I think that's most
likely. Yeah, I'd say Ash. I've just most likely at Ash. The end there from me to Ash. Because he went a bit unperfect.
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 Unperfect. A possibility of Suze is still in the mix, but I think that's
Ash. Yeah, I can see Suze there.
Right, so far, I can be the top three.
All right.
Number four.
Shall we check traffic quickly?
Yeah, go back.
Well, let's roll on with these last two.
Go on, that's number four.
Less than a couple of minutes. So, number four.
It seems that there are three people here, because there's another lot of women too, that have a lot in common, which is often the case when they're attracted to the same profession. This print is smaller. The concentration here is amazing. Extreme mental clarity and sense of order. Mm-hmm. There's very wide word spaces, which indicate that the writer keeps others at arm's length, resourceful when dealing with problems, and determined. Now, here's another person where the signature and the body of the writing differ. Again, a public persona and a private persona. The full stop and the large capitals suggest that this person's pretty sure of themselves.
I guarantee that's me.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I reckon it's Kip.
It could be me. I've put Lutzy down.
Can we reveal after four? Can we get a reveal now? I don't know. Do we need the fifth
one? Yeah, because then we know the fifth one when we play the fifth one.
Just in the event.
So we want to reveal or play the fifth? No.
Let's reveal.
Okay. And then we'll play the fifth.
It's dragging on.
All right. Yep. So who was the first one, Sam?
The first one was Lutzy.
Oh, wow. That is Susie.
You were right, Lutzy.
Well.
You thought for a bit that was you.
Yeah. See, but I forget what they said now.
Well organised, wasn't it?
Yeah, said really well organised and sort of...
Likes time on their own.
Likes time alone.
Smiley personality.
Smiley, yeah.
He's smiley.
Lutzy spends the least amount of time on his own.
Oh, there's a couple of times a day when I
goes off for a bit. Yeah.
Okay, well that's number one.
Okay, now
I had number two. I had Ange.
I had Ange for number two.
That's a
sad. Yeah, I had Ange.
It is Ange.
Yeah, that was Ange. Okay.
And I was sad. I'm happy now.
Well, you were going through a rough patch.
I think we all knew you were going through a bit of a tough time. When they said that was kind of a beacon for that. Now,
isn't that interesting that it showed up in your writing?
No, it's crazy. Because my writing doesn't change, I don't think.
In a random
sentence. Stays the same.
Yeah. You were going downhill as your line went
on. Just tears on the paper.
It was written in blood.
Yeah. Number three.
Who was number three?
I had Ash as number three.
I had Ash too.
I had me as number four.
Who has problems with their mother?
Ash.
Oh, everyone.
No, Susie. Said
that was Susan. Susan.
The whole Mother's Day where you wrote the letter saying you love your mum.
Wow, she knew that.
Yes. All and number was I number four, Sam?
You were number
four. I was number four, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and Kip is number four.
All right, so I haven't been yet, so this is the only one that's left.
So this is Kip.
So this is me.
Well, we're back to full block printing. It's almost like you've got the trio there. This time it's a little bit more connected, which indicates this writer is adaptable and copes easy with new ideas and situations. Mm-hmm. This person's sort of very smiley and, in a way, a bit naive because they expect the world to smile back. Mm. I think at some stage they found out that the world doesn't smile as often as they want to. So there's sort of an arm's length between the writer and other people, even though they love to be sociable and they love group activity.
Sociable.
There are no eye dots, which indicates that they can miss details at times.
Yeah.
Again,
the time,
which is different to the body, which indicates private and public personas are different. But there's a huge circle around this signature, and that indicates the need to self-protect.
Yeah,
this person would fight like a tiger for his home, wants the rest of the world to go very smoothly.
Yeah. Mm.
It does sound
fight like a tiger for what?
Yeah,
their home, wasn't it?
For the home. Like, or, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't.
She spoke
like the fat kid in the playground.
Your home.
About my home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your
that's interesting.
Family.
Yeah. How's it? She's going, she's very sociable, and Lutzy goes, yeah, you're rude. No wonder I put boundaries up. Got to protect myself from you. You're the tiger.
I found that fascinating. I think we did it the wrong way on air, unfortunately, but maybe we should replay it tomorrow or something, just the... The you know, this is what they say about Lutzy, because we just listened back to it off air, and that graphologist, I think, did a very good job of summing us up, like what our personalities are like from our handwriting.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Maybe not you so much. I don't think she nailed you.
No. Yeah, she did say you were very organised. Although when she said stuff about you, you were able to work out. You thought it was you when she described it.
Well, last night I independently took my ironing to Norse to give it to my mother.
Yeah, see, so yeah, that.